6 years, $150 million, George Springer, a Toronto Blue Jay. And we thought, well, who better to ask about George Springer than a former center fielder himself? Devo, your reaction to really what is an epic and exciting signing for the Blue Jays heading into 2021?
I think it's great, you know, and, you know, one of the questions to me was, you know, do the star players want to come to Toronto? And, you know, the situation, you know, in Buffalo and whether we're going to play in Toronto or not, I don't think that affects players. You know, speaking from my background as a player, that wouldn't affect me. It's basically players want security, and that's what he got. So I think, you know, they got a good job. And, you know, speaking on that behalf with the core young men that we have, I think, you know, it was great.
And, you know, players who don't play for the team usually poo-poo the fact that they're playing on turf. Now, granted, it is an AstroTurf at Rogers Center, but George Springer, Devo, as you know, has played on grass there at Minute Maid Park his entire career. How big of a transition will this be for him? And are there ways as a center fielder you can maybe cut down on the wear and tear playing on turf?
Well, as you know, my career a little bit, I didn't dive as much. So that's one big thing. He can't do as much, you know, because it does wear on your body. And, you know, in his case, he's a bigger guy. And he's at that age, he has to play probably a little bit deeper. And, you know, during the spring, I'll be around to kind of help him out in that situation and playing in Rogers Center.
With Devon White, you don't have to dive when you get to everything, right? I mean, is that... That's the truth.
You always had the cleanest uniform, right, Devo?
Well, that shows that I wasn't working too hard, huh?
There you go. There you go. Or you just had the grace, the speed and the grace to get there quickly.
Yeah.
You
know, actually, you know, I just had a knack of knowing if I can catch the ball or not. And I see a lot of outfielders dive for balls and really knew they couldn't catch the ball, and it just turns into an extra base or two. So my theory behind that is just keep going. If I know I can't catch it, I'm going to keep that ball in front of me.
Would you describe that as almost a sixth sense? Like, you talk about having a knack, like you just know. Can you explain what you mean by that?
It's basically when you're going after a ball, each outfielder or each position player, you know if you can get to it or not. And if you have to stretch out and dive and catch a ball, then that's your last alternative. But if you know you cannot catch that ball, the sense of diving for the ball is going to give that player an extra base or two, because playing center field is a demanding position, and the corners are not going to back you up as quick. So it's if you say a sixth sense, I think it's kind of a sixth sense and also common sense.
With Devon White. That makes sense. With Devon White, so then cop to this. How many balls did you catch that initially, that split-second read off the bat, you thought you wouldn't?
Oh, that's a difficult, you know, that's a difficult question there.
But it happened.
When a ball is hit off the bat, there's balls that are hit over your head, and it's different factors. It could be wind, you know, to slow the ball down, or it could be to speed it up. But some of the balls that you think you're not going to get to and it slow down, you know, you're still going hard after the ball. But if you can meet the ball where it's going to come down at the same time, you know, that's a knack. You go hard after the ball. In the other case, when the wind is blowing out and you're going hard after the ball, and you're like, wow, this ball is out of here and you can't catch it because the wind took it from you. So it goes both ways.
You mentioned looking forward to seeing George Springer at camp, and those of us who come down to Dunedin have a pleasure of seeing you working with the outfielders. I'm curious, with Teoscar Hernandez and Gurriel Jr., where did you see the biggest improvements in their work in the outfield?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I think both of those players are a little underrated playing defense. And there's a factor when you're playing in different – let's talk about Gurriel. He came up at shortstop, and then he went to left field. He came down and played some left field, and we worked a little bit in Buffalo. And he came back up, and he got used to playing left field, so it becomes a little bit easier for him to play left field, and he's been doing a good job. I think with him, his first step is good. It's just reading the ball in that particular ballpark and a lot of ballparks in the major leagues. That left field light is pretty damaging going to, you know, left center. And he is played in that position where the light is. So anything to his right, he gets great jumps. So he's playing into the light, if you understand what I mean. Hmm. He stayed where the ball would go into the light. He's playing in that position. So when the ball is hit, he's in a good position to catch the ball. And he's done a great job. And I think he's, like I said, he's been underrated. We know about his throwing arm and his quick release, but he does get good jumps on the ball. I would like to see him play a little bit closer, shallower. But, you know, with the organization, they want to play a little bit deeper at this time. And as far as Teoscar goes, I think if we leave him in a position, he will get better. I think he was so hesitant about making mistakes in the outfield, it took away from his defense. Because, like I said, when he came down to see me, I'm like, what's going on with you? Because he caught every ball that was there. And I'm like, what's going on with you? And the way he explained it to me, it was just more of a nervous and not wasn't being afraid of making a mistake. And, you know, this year, I think, well, should I say last year, he did a lot better playing defense because I tell him, hey, if you're going to make an error, make an error, but don't be hesitant about it. You know, you just got to go all out, and he has done a good job doing that.
Former Blue Jay Devon White is with us. Virtual Winter Week is presented by TD, and it runs from February 1st to the 6th. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, Devon, you, I mean, you're deeply familiar with the organization. You're working with the kids coming up. First base outfield coach with AAA Buffalo. You're down there at spring training. I mean, you're a coach now. You're fully invested at the minor league level in particular. What is some of the information that you have access to now that you wish you did when you played?
Analytics. I think old school players, I should say, analytically, we knew where to play because we studied those players. We watched them. I think it's taken a little away from the present players because, as you can see, they're looking in their hats or in their pockets to see where to play a guy. And I think after the first series, they should know for the rest of the year who's pitching and where these guys should be positioning. So I really preached that to them and said, hey, it's really a little disgrace if you keep looking in your hat, but if you don't know these players by the second or third at bat, where to position yourself. And, you know, that's taken away from your defense to always doing that. So to answer your question, I think analytically, basically, the information that's given to them, it's sometimes good and sometimes it's too much. And I wouldn't want that to affect my defense. Offensively, it's great. You know, you know what's going to – and it's the same theory. You study pitchers, you understand what they're trying to do to you, and go forward with that. But the good ones that are there now in the big leagues, they don't take too many information because they already have it. They know what pitchers are trying to do them. They know how to play defense because they see what this guy is, what's his habit, where he always hit the ball. So they play on hunches like that. Now, I'm not taking any away from analytics. There's times that balls are hit in the middle of the middle and players are playing right there, and this player wasn't supposed to hit it up the middle. So it works in both hand in hand.
Devon White, our guest on Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And correct me if I'm wrong here, I seem to recall, Devon, that your most famous catch is the catch in the 92 World Series that was the start of what should have been a triple play, but that you have said in the past that it was not, in your opinion, the greatest catch you've ever made. What is the greatest catch you feel you ever made?
Well, let's go through that again. It was a famous catch because it was in the World Series.
Right.
But the
and
best
an important catch.
I've made, yeah. Right. And the best catch I've ever made, I think, was in Baltimore when half my body went over the fence and I had to backhand a ball and curl it from it falling out of my glove. And I think that's one of, you know, I would put that on the top of my list of making plays.
Devon, Blue Jays fans are going to be really excited to take part in the virtual Winterfest this year, of course, with the pandemic, everything. We want to be as safe as we can. Everything is virtual. But in the past, you get to, you know, catch up with some of your former teammates. Now, this year, fans are going to see J.P. Arencibia, Pat Borders, Sean Green, Shannon Stewart, Dave Steeben, and, of course, yourself virtually. But in the past, who were some of your former teammates that you looked forward to reconnecting with during Winterfest?
Well, it's always good to connect with your former teammates because we talk every now and then on the phone. It's like we don't miss a beat. But at the same time, seeing them in person and giving them a hug, I think, you know, it means a lot. And, you know, although I didn't play very long with Dave Steve, but, you know, just seeing him around, it's good to see, especially what's going on in today's life with the COVID-19 and the older players that are passing. One of my ex-teammates, Don Sutton, passed away yesterday. And, you know, it's good to see those guys, you know, around. And just saying that, you know, you mentioned earlier with young men, and I'm changing the subject a little. You say the young kids. We talk about young men as far as the Blue Jay core is concerned. You know, when you hear Bo, you hear Vladdy, but you don't hear too much about Teoscar. You don't hear too much about Gurriel and the up-and-coming kid now that I really enjoy watching being a big leader and a professional is Kirk.
Yes.
He's
going to be a cult hero. Yeah.
I saw him in, we weren't in Buffalo, so we were in Rochester, and he was there with me for a while, and the way he goes about his business and all of these, you know, even Kevin, you know, Biggio, the way they go about their business, that core that the Blue Jay has right now and now bringing Springer on. And, of course, you know, the talk was, are the Blue Jays going to sign big-name players? But you can't just sign the big-name players and bring them to a core like this that it doesn't intertwine or mingle or you should say the chemistry is not there. So I'm happy that the Blue Jays took their time and did what was right as far as, you know, who they are bringing in the organization, because it makes a big difference with these young men that are in the organization. That's the core of the team right now. And you notice I didn't mention any pitchers because I'm a position player.
They're like goalies in hockey. They're a league unto their own. Leave them off to themselves, right? Leave them off to themselves. Well, Devo, awesome of you to do this. And Virtual Winter Week is brought to you by TD. Again, it runs from February 1st to the 6th. Current players like Kevin Biggio, Danny Jansen, Nate Pearson will be involved. Former Blue Jays, Devo, like yourself, J.P. Arencibia, Pat Borders, Sean Green, Shannon Stewart, the aforementioned Dave Steeb. BlueJays.com/Virtual Winter Week. BlueJays.com/Virtual Winter Week. You'll find the schedule for the entire week on that site. Tickets are on sale now. Be sure to get them. Devon White, thanks for doing this, Devo. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Devo.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me.